Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good. Very good. God is good. And he's mightily moving by the Holy Ghost. The Lord has a lot to say. I remember when I first got saved, when I first asked Jesus to save me, and he did. He saved me. For once, in those days, I said, I finally got a mind to do what's right. I wanted to. You know, you ever wanted to do right and you find yourself not doing right? And that was a time I didn't think I could do right. And my dad was a pastor, and I really wanted to love God and do what was right. But in those days, I couldn't see myself doing right all the time, like I wanted to. This is why it was so important. At church, people come to church for different reasons and at different stages of their life and after different stages of their life. So I've seen some wonderful people that just love God. They enjoy doing what's right and they want to do what's right. And they're not double-minded. And they had experience. And then there were those, like, let's say church is over and you run around chasing your friends out to church. And you can hear people's conversation, And sometimes people will be talking about worldly things. Daddy just got through preaching the word and then people are talking about worldly things, laughing at worldly jokes. Then you chase your friend over somewhere else and people are talking about the things of God and going to heaven. And you're laughing and playing, and you overhear somebody talking about something that, things they're going through, problems. So I didn't want to be hypocritical because I felt like what Jesus did for us is too important to throw away. And I didn't. My mind, I wanted to do what was right. But see, when you do things, you have appetite for things that's dark, Now, what would a child have access to that's dark? Movies, music, friends that have dark desires, things like that. Worldly desires. And when I was growing up in the 60s, I was born in 63. I grew up in the 70s mostly. And in the 80s, I'm, reaching 20 years old. So in those days, the worldly music, it sounded more lively sometimes than church music. Because people who were artists, they put more into the, let me put it this way. Our best artists usually came out of the church. But the problem is, in the church, you're honoring God. In the world, you're singing about things that will be pleasure to people. And if you're honoring God, the enemy is against that. He fight, and the Christian artist, those that were singing church songs, they did it basically out of their own pocket. But the people in the world, they make a hit song and they become rich and wealthy because it's entertainment. And more people were into entertainment than they were getting their soul right. So they put more effort into the music, and most of them had come out of they come out of the church, and their dad was a pastor. But see, when you have more money to work with, you can get better studio time, and you can and that's how the world is, and you don't have the enemy trying to fight you and hinder your progress. See, when you have a good idea and you tell your friends, the enemy want to shut that good idea down. So if people can't, people that love you and care about you, your friends and family, this thing is important to you and you want to do this, the enemy, if they don't see what your vision, they'll say something negative. And they'll treat it like it's a waste of time. If they're jealous of you, they don't want you to be more important. And they'll try to, now that's that's debauchery right there. When they try to get, they don't want to see you succeed. And sometimes people just can't see the purpose in it. But when something's important to you, I learned, if you want to get it done, you take it to the Lord in prayer. And God will show you how to get it done. Now, if it's wrong, the enemy will drive you into anything wrong. And he'll bait you with riches. But guess what? You're not in control of it. See, when you're in darkness, you're not in control. Satan is. And that's why people get, they make all this money and do all these things. And he make it look like they got the life of Riley. But guess what? They got more problems than they know what to do with. And all the people that are influenced by the evil of the music or the darkness that they're singing about, they got to give an account to God for everybody that bought the lie that they sang about. Now, that's the dark music. Now, some songs are good songs. I'm not, every song is not evil. Every song that's not a Christian song is not evil. I'm not, that's not what I'm saying. But the songs that's evil, that's promoting adultery, you know, you got to, they got to give an account for that. Or it's promoting fornication. They got to give an account for that. And if you notice people that do that, they don't live good. But over here, if you break through and sing about the things of God, or if you're an actor, you do acting positive, you're acting positive roles that's going to bless society with the knowledge of God. Now, you'll have satanic resistance because Satan wants everybody to be dumb about God and bold about the things that's killing them. But if you sell out and sing and act for Satan, he'll make your life look glamorous. But he's driving you to do these things because you're broadcasting pollution. So you still got to give an account for every soul that falls because of your sin. And the faster you get out of it, the better your life will be. I've seen this too many ways to talk about it. The focus is on what darkness does to people. It takes the life out of you. It destroys your knowledge. It takes your appetite for God. And see, when I was a kid, I didn't know anything about spiritual warfare yet. I just knew how the music sounded, how theirs sounded more entertaining. And that's what I really wanted to listen to. Then when I go to church, the music, sometimes the songs would be wonderful. But sometimes people would seem like they were in agony compared to the darkness of this world. So as I listened to the dark music and dark entertainment, so to speak, I had desire for it. Then I couldn't get out of it. I couldn't see my way out. It seemed like this is how you are now. But I had a love for God and I wanted to love God, but I was not in covenant with him because I didn't ask Jesus to save me yet. The closest thing I did to ask him for salvation, I said those lay me down to sleep prayers at night. But I wasn't washed in the blood yet. Now, when I was a child, those prayers probably would have did all right. But when I was old enough to know better, the Lord, he said, you're on your own now. See, when I was around 10 years old, my cousin, broke it down and taught and showed me what Jesus came to do. Now, I had heard my parents saying, but I don't know. I processed it when my cousin said it, because he was 3 years older than me. And so now I know I need to get saved. And I was interested to know because I did dangerous stuff. I rode mini bikes and motorcycles and I did stunts. So I said, if I ever get about to die, I want to know how to go to heaven. That's why I listened to him. But he planted a seed, and the seed grew, and my desire for God came back. Now, he told me this when I was 10, and when I was about almost 20 years old, I asked the Lord to save me. And I said, and I regret that I didn't get saved much earlier, because I listened to the ways of the world too much. So all the years I was in high school, I wasn't a Christian yet. I wanted to be. When I got about 18, I started desiring the things of God, but I didn't ask him to save me till it was after high school. I was almost 20 years old. And I had good parents. I didn't have an excuse. But this is what darkness does to people. You go in, but it's hard to get out. You know it's wrong, but it's hard to leave it alone. Now, you have to break through. And Jesus Christ will help you do so. He don't just come and save you. If you fill your heart with his word, just read his word and receive it as truth with the intent to do it. And you will break through, my friend. And you're not subject to the wiles of the devil. But when you do break through, don't go back to it. Fill your heart with the word of God. Become born of God. If you became born again, graduate and become born of God. There's a difference. If you're born again, fill your heart with the word, seek the Lord, and become born of God. It's very important. And it can happen for you. And you'll live in full resistance to the world. In full resistance to the world. It's possible. I know people don't teach this much, but it is possible. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Everything is free. And this year's audio page is page 7. There are 7 audio pages. Everything is free. This broadcast is on there in real time. And the day, today's date, it'll be LLM and today's date. And it's free. It'll download to your computer, your iPad, iPhone, Android phone, whatever you got. But it'll be on your phone until you delete the downloads. But if something happens, if they take away the internet, it'll still be on your phone to whatever you download to. And there's many broadcasts on there. I suggest you get them all and put them on a hard drive, and you'll always have these broadcasts. And there's a heart-to-heart broadcast, very important. If you really want to grow in the Lord had me to do a heart-to-heart broadcast. He taught me things over 20 years to do that broadcast. Now, God loves us. He cares about us. And you have to believe in what God gave you to do. But you can break through. You can hate sin. You can hate all forms of darkness. And the Lord will help you do it. Because Jesus is our high priest. He's not just our Savior. And the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. Now, the Holy Spirit won't make you do anything. He'll gently guide you into all truth. If you want to go to greater, he will guide you there. But first, fill your heart with the word of God so he'll have something to work with. So when he talks to you, you'll know it's him. Very important. Cooperate with God. Before your feet hit the floor, say, Lord, protect me today from all hurt, harm, and danger. Give me a mind to serve you and not Satan. Give me a mind to serve you and not the world. Help me have full resistance against the world. Help me be born of God. Now, being born of God is different. It's a graduation from being born again. When you're born again, you're like a baby. When you're born of God, you're like Jesus. You take on the likeness of Jesus. You because as he is, so are we in this world. You receive his word, and Christ is formed in you. And when you're born of God, you can stop the works of darkness in your life. And he gave you authority over Satan, and he won't drive your life anymore. You're the word of God gives you control of your own life. I found this to be true. And I asked my son, I said, did you hear anybody talk about being born of God? He said, very little. I'm going to put it this way. The only time I ever heard anybody talk about being born of God is John. When I read in St. John. Not St. John, but 1 John. 1 John chapter 3. And for years, you know, that this is the scripture that puzzled preachers. This is the scripture that all the preachers I ever known got puzzled about. Now, is 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. Now, I'm going to show you why it puzzled the preachers. This is the preacher puzzling scripture. It puzzles them. Because I'm going to show you why. But first, I'm going to read down to it. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Wherefore, the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Verse 3. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as Jesus is pure. Now, I added the word Jesus because it said even as he is pure. But the focus is Jesus. So I'm going to read it again the way I just read it. Every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure, even as Jesus is pure. Whosoever commits sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sin, Jesus is, and in him is no sin. So when we partake of Jesus, we live in his likeness. He begins to be formed in us. Then in verse 6, whosoever abides in him sins not. Isn't that interesting? All right, you're living in the knowledge of Jesus. You're living. Abide means to live. You receive God's word as a way of life, even continually. You think about the word of God. You receive it. You embrace it. You govern your life by the word of God. And when you're doing that, you're not sinning, are you? You're worshiping God. You're praying. You have a relationship with the Lord. You're reading his word and receiving it. You're living in him. So you're not sinning because you're living in him. Then he said this in verse 6. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither known him. So as you get to know God, you're living from the knowledge of God. And you're not choosing to, you avoid the things that are sinful and debauchery and witchcraft. You avoid all that foolishness. And you don't go down that road anymore. Verse 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Now somebody would say, well, what about Jesus said, no man is righteous? He asked the rich young ruler, why do you call me good? Nobody's good but God. But guess what? This was before he died for us. He died for us and he made us righteous by his blood. We believe, so we've been made righteous. And we follow him and we seek him. Now, if you do sin, God forbid, and you love God, the Holy Spirit will convict you. And you'll repent. He convicts. He bring it to your attention. Hey, you crossed the line. And you can feel it in your chest. You can feel it within. And you say, well, Lord, wait a minute. Help me do better. And you immediately ask him to forgive you. And he does. Now, this happened for me. The Holy Spirit will convict me, or if I crossed the line somewhere, or I didn't have enough courage to let my light shine, sometimes that will happen, and I will feel that conviction. I say, Lord, help me do right. Help me do what you expect. Help me to love your people. Help me to be patient. Whatever it was, wherever I needed to grow, I asked for help. And he, guess what he did? He helped me grow. I wanted to grow. I didn't want to do wrong. But sometimes you want to do what's right, but you're not equipped. And when you're not equipped like you should be, that what I mean by that is you haven't been in the Word to be equipped. Or it's something that's unknown to you. Or you lack skill. But guess what? The Lord is, he's there to be your ready help. Jesus is a present help in time of need. Always. And he cannot, if you're not strong enough, it don't matter. Ask for him to help you stand. If he has to, he'll give you a way of escape so you can get out of there and not sin. Now watch verse 8. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sins from the beginning. It doesn't matter if you were born again. If Satan comes along and try to get you interested in something that you know is wrong and appeal to you, or appeal to you to enjoy this evil pleasure, whatever it is, it can be anger, it could be lust, greed, you know, having power over other people like witchcraft or something. Rebuke it. You don't want that in your life. If people are unstable, they can fall for a trap. But guess what? If you were a sinner, if you did wrong all your life and you saw that there was a better way, and you said, you know, Jesus is the only way out of this. I heard what the preacher said, and Lord, I want to be saved. All right. From the time you believe on Jesus, you became a righteous man and all your evil was forgotten. Now, what I'm telling you is a protocol of Ezekiel. If a righteous man, he's washed in the blood, he knows God's word, he knows what God said, and then he chooses to go after the wrong things, he is of the devil, and his righteousness will be forgotten. See, he that committed sin is of the devil. If you know what's right and you do what's wrong anyway, that'll stop your righteousness. If you choose sin over God, he that committed sin is of the devil. This scripture cannot be broken, folks. Now, I'm not one of them preachers that want you to send in $1,000 and I'll tell you what you want to hear. That's crazy. And that stuff is of the devil when it's done wrong. But I'm going to warn you so you'll live forever. You can't sin a little bit and go to heaven, because sin is of the devil, and he that commits sin is of the devil. The devil sins from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So he destroyed the works of the devil in your life, then you're going to go back to it? Are you kidding me? When you can grow from glory to glory? Don't be afraid of sin anymore. Don't be afraid that you're going to miss God. Don't be afraid of failure. Have some backbone. If you feel tempted at any point in time, immediately ask the Lord to help you to hate the sin and love the people. And don't go around people if you feel weak to the sin, whatever it is. Don't go around what makes you feel weak. If they work with you and you have to be around them, ask God to strengthen you. Pray for your strength in the Lord. And it's all right to ask others to pray for your strength in the Lord.